professor at Washington State University and runs the genome database for Rosacea there. She has for the last, well, not there for the last 15 years, almost though. I bet she's been running it for the last 15 years. And she is Rosebreed's data management team leader.
So the outline of the presentation today, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Rosebreed project website because that's important as well. And then I'll talk about Rosebreed data in GDR. Can you all hear me? Yeah, Rosebreed data in GDR, and then how about using Rosebreed data in GDR? What are the tools that you can use to use the data? And then a little bit about further tool development. Talk about that. Yeah. Is that better? Maybe I'll pick it up. Can I pick it up? All right, there you go. I feel like I'm Freddie Mercury, you know? Okay. So I'm going to talk about those things in this particular talk. So the first thing is the Rosebreed Project website. So for those of you who are not familiar, this is the Rosebreed Project website. It is not at rosacea.org, that's GDR, I'm sorry, it's rosebreed.org. It's an excellent resource for information, but it doesn't contain a lot of the Rosebreed data, per se. The website is hosted at WSU on the GDR servers. It will continue to be hosted there at GDR. This website will not go away. It may eventually come under the remit of GDR in the sense that it might be a project under GDR, but it will look the same and it'll have all the same content. But to my knowledge, there's not any plans to update that website as it moves forward. Is that correct, Cameron? Content-wise. But there's still such useful information in there that we will keep that and make it available. I wanted to point out a couple of things to you about this website, some useful components. Well, there's lots of useful components, but if you click on the breeder resources, you can come to this particular section, and you can see here we've got DNA testing portal, tools for breeders, and then the training center. If you click on the tools for breeders, you can find a lot of the software that's available from the Rosebreed project and on GDR as part of the Rosebreed project. So that's somewhere you can get to that. And there's also a whole section on third-party breeding software as well that's useful to get to. And there's that's the PediMap software. They're from Eric in Wageningen. And then there's all the other software that's on GDR, and I'm going to cover a bit of that, but not all of it. And what I would say about this particular software here is listed under the BIMS. All the other software listed under there was actually developed during Rosebreed 1, and we decided toward the end of Rosebreed 1, in Rosebreed 2, when the budget got cut, that we would basically move all this into a triple framework, which is part of the GDR database, because that particular way we had that was not truly sustainable. Where we have it now is more sustainable. We're still moving some of that components into the new triple framework. Okay, Rosebreed data in GDR. So this is GDR, for those of you who are not familiar. It's been around now since 2003, so 16 years of GDR. We had a publication at the end of last year on 15 years of GDR. So in GDR, there's several places where you can get access to the data. So you can, at any point in the database, you can go to that data drop-down, and you get the data overview in there. And at all times, this should be, or within the cron job gets run once a week. So this data is updated dynamically, these numbers here. So you can see we've got genes, genomes, germplasms. For Rosebreed, they contributed to this data in terms of SNP arrays for all the component crops, lots of markers, lots of QTL data, lots of phenotypic data, genotypic data, and haplotype data. And so again, if you want to see what data we have, and you can see they've got a little cross there, so if you click on that cross, it expands that box, and you can see what data is available for each individual crop, and sometimes within that subspecies, you get the sub-information there. I just wanted to point out in the map information now is hugely grown in the last year. We're now up to 338 genetic maps and 30 genomes. When we started Rosebreed, I think we had 3 genomes. We had strawberry, peach, apple, yeah. And so now we have 30 genomes the community have generated. Okay, using Rosebreed data in GDR. So back to GDR. So I mentioned about the data. So if you go to the search function up here, you can see all these search capabilities within GDR. And I'm not going to go through them all, but they're pretty they're pretty complete in terms of you can search everything in this database now from this the search menu. And we just added a new one at the bottom, that mega search. And in the mega search, you can, it almost replaces all the individual searches where you can do almost everything in one place. And it's pretty powerful. And from the search, when you've done the search, you can then filter the results and choose the components that you want to download. It's really, really powerful. Then we have the tool section up here, and we have the Breeders Toolbox, which is the old toolbox from the Rosebreed 1, but it's still active, it's still up to date, and it's still available. It just doesn't look that nice. It's not quite as pretty as the other one, but there's some other components to it too. And so here's the Breeders Toolbox that we have. So you choose the crop, you choose the data set you want to browse, if it's the what pedigree set or the crop reference set. If you're a breeder that has an account on here and you're a Rosebreed breeder, then you have access to other data within this, other data sets that is shared. Then you can search the phenotyping data by variety, traits, parentage, genotyping, varieties, marker, allele, variety and marker, and then the haplotype data as well. And within this one, you see the documentation. You can see all the descriptors of all the data. You can download those descriptors, which is useful for people who want to use the data and do further collection of data themselves, and hopefully they're following the framework that was in there for the descriptors. It makes it much easier for you to be able to analyze the data in conjunction with existing data. And there's some tutorials and data template downloads. And then below that, couldn't get it on this page, we have there's tools for creating an input file for the PediMap, trait locus warehouse, the selection target identifier was never completed, marker converter. The cross-assist tool is rather nice because it predicts, it tells you the best parents to cross based on the traits that you want in the offspring, based on some analysis that Cameron had done. And there's technology portfolio, seedling selection, and the MAS marker-assisted seedling selection efficiency calculator that was developed by Daniel and Cameron. So going back to GDR, the last one I wanted to mention here was the BIMS, which is this new breeding information management system. This is not to be confused with BMS, which is another platform, or IPM, which is another platform. This is one developed for the triple database platform, which is now used by over 150 different databases around the world. And the concept behind the triple databases is that tools that we develop for these databases could be used by other groups that are using it. So it's a more efficient way of tool development and implementation, and actually sustainability as well. So this is the other thing I wanted to mention, and this was an important thing, I think, for Rosebreed. Many of the Rosebreed breeders used the Fieldbook app from Jesse Poland's lab, which was modified slightly for specialty crops through the NRSP 10 grant that we have. And it is particularly good because one of the things that we saw, especially on the first round of Rosebreed, or very early on in Rosebreed, we see it all the time in other data sets that we get from other crops that we work on, is the error in the data. And it's human error, and it's error. It's just error that happens. Okay, so there's ways that you can mitigate that error through the likes of an app where you're setting values, ranges, and you don't go above those ranges. Ksenia is the biggest user I know of Fieldbook, and if you want to know anyway how to use Fieldbook, she is the absolute best person to ask. There's loads of videos on our website about how to use it, and we do training webinars all the time. Anyway, so the Fieldbook is something that Rosebreed has used, and I think that we've really seen an improvement in the data, the quality of the data, or the error in the data, I should say, as a result of using the Fieldbook. So we'd really encourage you to use those. So within the breeding information management system, what we want to do was create a system where basically everything you wanted to do as a breeder, you could do from one location. And we're not there yet, but we're getting there. And it was funded, initially we were funded, part of it was funded through Rosebreed, but the funding cut reduced that, but we were able to pick it up through its sister project, which is the Genome Database for Rosaceae, which was funded at the same two times as Rosebreed 1 and 2, and also the National Research Support Project 10, which also funded this for all the 24 or 25 crops that we work in my program. So the idea was that breeders would have this comprehensive information management system for their program which would be connected up to the public program. So they had access to all the public data as well as their private secure data that no one else could access unless they chose to let them access it. And one of the things that we're doing with this in the future is we've actually done a little bit of that now. We're connecting it to high-performance data so that breeders will be able to do full analysis within this system with no cost to them using high-performance computing and all the available tools that are out there, plus some new tools that we're going to be developing. Ooh. Okay, I've got to be speedy now. So what we have here, you can see we've got the most important thing, breeders can archive their data. At any point, they can keep their data and download it. Nice thing about this system is it backs up on our servers to two different locations every single day. So the most you will ever lose is one day of data. And Ksenia can speak to that about how something happened to her data out with the system, and she was able to retrieve it using the system, which was really helpful. Anyway, we've data import, edit, search. I'm just going to have to go through this quickly. So currently, breeders can create programs, add members, control permission levels, add their own data, accessions, cross, phenotype data from trials in a template. They can edit their data. They can add phenotype data exported from Fieldbook app. Also, they can export it through a template that we have on the website if they don't use that. They can create input files for Fieldbook. They can sync the data among multiple devices with the Fieldbook because you can't do that with the Fieldbook through BIMS. Perform and view statistical analysis on any list of accessions they've created. And then the performance search with various categories and trait cutoff values and save the list and the phenotype data. We have now added the ability to upload genotype data for the breeder. It's just not publicly released at the current time. It's in our development server, but it is complete. And they can archive the entire data set. So this just gives you a wee snapshot of what it looks like. So here's, you know, you've got the left-hand accordion menu. You can go to the various components. In the search here, I'm just doing a search genotype here. The breeder searches. It's all dynamically populated. So whatever the breeder has put into the data set will show up for them, and they can select from that. Then you can see you have chosen the filters. You can see some statistics, you know, the outliers, the mean standard deviation. And then you're filtering by various categories up there. And then you get the output of that search. And from here, then you can add on the components that you also want to view about those traits. So what are the other traits that you want to actually see the data for as well? You can select all or just select a few. Two last slides and I'm done. These are the good slides. So the other thing that we are doing, this is a Rosebud project. It's with Craig Hardner, and it's global performance prediction. And our role in it is to develop the tools that can be used through GDR to do this global prediction. So the idea is that you can leverage the data that you have from different locations, the genotype and phenotype data from different, well, the phenotype data from different locations of similar cultivars, and the genotype data, and then you can basically use that information through modelling to predict the outcome, predict the performance of the seedling from its genotype. So that potentially could save a lot of money for breeders. The other nice thing about this is it possibly identifies for the breeders other locations where their potential new lines could be grown that may not be grown in the area that they're in, and they may be able to say, well, this would grow really well in New Zealand, but it won't grow well in South Carolina. So here's what we're doing with this. This is just what Craig showed. Here's all the data sets that have come in from Peach, and they're looking about how it would perform elsewhere. And the preliminary results from Craig on Cherry and Peach are really, really promising. And they're going to be doing it for Strawberry and Apple, I believe, as well. And we're going after more funds to try and do this as well. And, don't realize it was all that slides. Okay. And then just a thank you to all our participating organizations and, of course, to our funders. So I may have left no time for questions. Sorry.
We do have time for one.
Oh, we do?
All
right. You're not going to ask me a question, are you? Any questions? There may be some parts of the old toolbox that won't go into BIMS, but what we'd like to do is still keep them in GDR. We're just going to reformat them and make them look like the current GDR. Yeah, so it'll be Notice Pod app, and then it'll come in that drop. It'll be a tool in the drop down, an individual tool, as opposed to just coming under the Breeders Toolbox. So, you know, Marker Selection Warehouse would be one of those if it's not in BIMS. I should mention in the BIMS, one of the things that we haven't got it all in there right now, but we're putting all the GRIN data in there. So if you're a public user, you can use all the public GRIN data, and you can also use the publicly available rose breed data is in the BIMS toolbox. So for those, you do not need to create an account. But if you want to save anything, any of your searches that you're doing, you do have to create an account.